About 45 minutes ago, we did a segment on the potential holdout of Zeke Elliott. And we wanted to bring in our sports psychologist. Let's open the door and welcome Dr. Carlton Maxwell from the University of Texas at Dallas, where he teaches psychology.
Hello.
And he has authored or co-authored 400,000 different books. No, 4,800 you're up to now.
4,800. Yeah, that
is correct. That's an impressive list.
That's correct. They've surpassed Isaac Esme. Everybody remember Isaac Esme.
Yeah.
And let me just say right now, after I have a sip of my morning coffee.
Oh, boy. Are you okay?
Just the cream. Get cream in my mouth.
How can you tell? It's not like separated in the...
Right.
I do. I drink it separately. I drink my coffee and then I have a swig of half and half.
How weird.
Yes. So let me just say this. Good morning. I always like to say
Dr.
good
Maxwell.
Morning to you.
Yes, I know.
I love that.
I love that.
I'm really worried about the Cowboys.
I'm sorry?
I'm really worried about the Cowboys.
You're worried about the Cowboys.
Yes, because they think they've got to win a Super Bowl this year or the next, or they're not going to win one in the rest of Jerry's lifetime.
Wow. Okay.
Yes. That's why I'm very concerned about this emerging Zeke Elliott story.
The emerging Zeke Elliott story.
That's what I said.
Almost need subtitles now with the good doctor.
I'm worried that he might be deciding that he might possibly hold out.
Okay.
First of all, Zeke better watch out because Jason Garrett don't take no guff. Okay, Jason is likely to cut his ass bottom if he tries to do this. Jason don't take no crap.
I don't know about that.
What am I talking about? It's Jason Garrett. He's likely to send Zeke a Courvoisier gift basket for holding out because that's the way Jason Garrett rules. But I want to announce that I'm starting a sports counseling business that works outside of HIPAA laws, so I'm allowed to talk about my clients.
Interesting.
Okay.
It's a very specific niche market. Niche market. Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
Exactly. And so I'm working with Zeke's reps right now to try to get him into my counseling business so then I can talk about what he confides in me and confides with me about. So I can tell you guys in the air.
Well, why would he want to confide in you at that point?
I don't know, Craig. Just go with it. Because I'm already working with a lot of other high-profile athletes. I figure Zeke may want to join the cause and join my sports counseling business that works outside of HIPAA laws. I'm working with Tony Romo right now.
You are?
Yes. On what it's like to excel at everything he tries. He's very worried about this. He has something that we like to call genius guilt. It's a lot like survivor's guilt.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's people who feel guilty for being so good at everything they do.
Okay, interesting.
I don't know about professional golf events.
And I have to mention, George, he brings up your name a lot when he talks about golf.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he talks about how jealous you are of him.
Yeah, I am. I'm very jealous.
And how you rag on him on the air because you're so jealous of him. I'm counseling Josh Hamilton right now about a very personal matter.
Personal?
Yeah. What?
What?
I'm surprised you want to talk about this. It's very personal.
Yes. I'm counseling Josh on how to deal with his ex-wife shtipping a 23-year-old on national television.
Yeah, that's a little rough.
He cries and asks me, how do you get over it? And I tell him, quite honestly, there is no getting over that. There is no getting over
that.
I got a divorce because of that. She was stooping a 23-year-old, very handsome man. I couldn't get over it.
I'm sorry,
that
Dr. Maxwell.
And other reasons.
And what?
And other reasons we got divorced.
Like,
that was just one of them.
Like what?
Just don't worry about it. I'm talking with Ricky Odor right now, behind closed doors, secretly. He's in my counseling business.
Okay.
I'm talking with Ruggie about how to deal with striking out at key moments. He's very worried about this. And I tell him, my advice to him is very basic. I tell him to start hitting the baseball as if it was Jose Bautista's face.
Okay.
And I normally don't advocate violence, but I also don't advocate striking out 400 times a year, okay?
Right.
I've got to make a choice here.
Right.
Come on.
Come on, people.
And I don't need you to keep adding.
Sorry.
And I'm working with Chili Davis.
Oh, Chili.
You've co-authored more books with Chili than any other author.
I have. And he came to me very... a very upsetting reason. He was in tears, practically. And so I'm helping Chili right now on how to deal with being used as a punchline in bits.
What?
You created that problem, though.
He was very worried about this, and so I'm helping him deal with that right now.
A little inception moment.
You seem a little nervous. Almost like,
what do you mean I seem a little nervous?
Like you're dealing with something. Do you need help?
Why would I need help?
I don't know. You just feel like, it just seems like...
Culture's on my side, bitch!
Oh, my God.
Wow, you pissed him off this time.
Oh, man.
That's a first.
That was a switch. There he goes. Mad again, Dr. Carlton Mack. Oh, I just met that, What happened?
Nothing, just having been reading Goofy.
Oh, he's back in.
Now I'm leaving, bitch!
All right, now he's gone.